מה שקורה בחוץ, כי העיקר נמצא בינינו.
Quiero que no con un malestar nuestra luz controlará.
Hey, hey,
rise above and feel the love inside.
Hey, hey,
just kind of when I'm in your sky.
Hey, hey, hey,
mi corazón es unido,
acaba, o se vuelva aquí.
Hey, hey,
rise above and feel the love inside.
Hey, hey,
Friends, friends, brothers, brothers.
Никогда еще не чувствовалось место работы так остро.
Маком авода од афа.
The place of work has never been felt in such a precise way.
Проявлялся центр группы.
Афа мерказ הקבוצה לא היה.
The center of the group has never been so clear. What does it point to? That the creator is between us. At this moment, in the lesson, in the workshop, he is felt clearly in the center of the group, in this unity. Friends, we're not retreating. We're hitting that point.
Очень хочется на этой ישיבת חברים.
מאוד מאוד רוצה שבישיבת
חברים הזאת. I really really like that in this gathering of friends we realize the entire congress. No less. Now. We're not putting off anything for later. And before everything, I'd like to connect the entire world clearly, to feel all our friends around the world here inside. And out of that state, to give gratitude to the Creator, because He's the one who gathered us here, gave us these opportunities. Let's give thanks to Him, friends.
We gathered here to do a certain summary for a period. It's kind of like, where do we start this period? I remember that when we came from Sochi and the light in his eyes where the friends connected, and the war was going on in Israel, and the circles in Eilat, and we united around Toli Kulyanov. We went out, and I just can't remember all the different things we did. Our life is built on the implementation of a method, which is to invert hatred to love. And we, in the Arava Convention and in all our conventions, we have to hold on to the Creator in this Kli, the Kli between us in which both forces are there, both hatred and love. It's only there, and only there we can hold on to Him. So let's truly help each other and hold that Kli and discover as much hatred and as much love as possible.
How much confidence, so much love of friends we have here. So much love of friends we were awarded with from the Creator in each and every second. Not much to add, really, just to help each other and think of each other and remember each and every moment that we have a huge privilege to feel this love of friends, feel this love that the Creator is addressing us with it, and it's a sign that He's calling on to us. So let's feel it from all the bottom of our hearts and make another step in the connection between us and think of each other and hold each other and love each other. L'chaim, friends.
Amigos,
friends, the Creator is everything.
Y para arreglarlo nos dejó una línea de cabalistas que llegan hasta.
The Creator built the desire and shattered it, and then He gave us a chain of cabalists.
Rab nos preparó por todos estos años. Y nosotros pasamos por muchos estados.
This chain comes all the way down to Rav. And Rav has brought us through so many different states. From convention to convention, we have come closer to the goal. But with that, on the outside, lots of pain has been sensed, and also now this pain is felt.
Ya no nos importa violentarnos los unos a los otros de todas las formas.
The ego has grown so much so that we already don't care to even use violence towards each other in every possible way. And there's so much pain and hunger and death on the outside. And the people are searching for a solution. And they're praying for every possible solution without getting a true solution. Because the only possible answer is unity. And that's what we've prepared for. And this is what we need to do now. We no longer can suppress what is on the outside. We just need to read the titles on the newspapers to see how much pain is out there. And this pain ends here in the Arava, in this Congress. Because with our unity, and this unity will make it come to all the parts of the world. And as it's written, the land is filled with His glory. And this, my friends, is our work. This is what we've been born for. For this moment, right here and now.
Por eso no podemos desperdiciar esta oportunidad.
This is why we can't miss this opportunity.
Hacerlo incluso antes de acostarnos esta noche.
And we have to do it even before we go to sleep tonight. And the rest of the convention and the convention and the exhibition gardens are in order for us to attain an even deeper depth of connection so that the light will spread to all the points all over Earth.
Al frente de las pantallas en todas partes del mundo y a todos los que nos están viendo en este momento.
That's why the Creator brought us here and brought all the greatest of the generation to hear and all the people on the screens so that we will do this now. That's why, friends, the center of the group, this center of the group, from here, the essence of the Creator will stem thanks to your efforts. The world is waiting for you now. L'chaim.
Okay, amigos, para
okay, amigos. Okay, friends, to show the greatness, the friends that are with us here this evening, I have the great privilege to introduce a friend who has come here for the first time, just for this moment, because he knew that this is where we're going to attain that unity, and he couldn't miss it. I want to present you our friend Luis Delgado.
L'chaim, amigos. L'chaim. No cabe duda que el creador es grandioso.
There's no doubt that the creator is great.
Como dice Juan Carlos, ha juntado a los mejores guerreros para pelear la batalla final.
Como dice Juan Carlos,
Carlos says, he gathered the best warriors for this war. This final campaign.
Cuando veo a los amigos aquí, pareciera que los conozco de toda la vida.
When I look at the friends here, it seems to me that I've known them all my life.
Primera vez aquí en Israel en 7 años de estudio con ustedes.
And this is the first time that I come to Israel after 7 years of study. The weather is going to be very hot. The inner fire that comes out of the heart of each friend.
It's
something that pulsates, that is felt. You can feel the flesh burning.
Todo gracias a la conexión que estamos desarrollando aquí.
Everything thanks to the connection that we are building here.
Está revelando la conexión que tenemos entre nosotros.
This flesh that is burning, it's revealing the connection that exists between us. Let's reveal the Creator today. L'chaim, amigos. There's nothing else to do.
Hebtachta levavon,
החושך אל האור, את האגו במדבר נקבור, ונביא לעולם את האור, את האגו במדבר נקבור, ונביא לעולם את האור, את האגו במדבר נקבור.
Friends, as we were traveling here on the bus, I traveled with the whole group from Turkey, and along the way it became the Turkish group song. So I'd like to ask all the friends from Turkey to stand up and together with us to sing this song in Turkish. Are you ready, friends?
חברים יקרים, מה אפשר להגיד?
Dear friends, what can we say? The place today is a place of fire, of a flame.
где каждый отделяется от себя.
Маком של שלהבת שמשתלה.
A place of a flame that burns. A place where everyone is carved out of himself.
במרכז שבו כל אחד נכנס.
The center where everyone enters into the friends. Everyone goes forward, nullifies himself in the face of this flow. I'll speak shortly. I truly want to speak to those friends who for one reason or another feel distant, those friends who Rav mentioned at the end of the workshop, and also all the other friends. If it weren't for the darkness, the love couldn't be revealed in all its might. So let's put our foot on the pedal and step on it, step on it. We're marching forward. L'chaim.
Ieri quando siamo arrivati,
yesterday when we got here,
abbiamo incontrato tantissimi amici che non vedevamo da diversi mesi.
We met many friends that we just met many friends here. We haven't seen for a long time. Each of them told us of all kinds of problems and lacks and deficiencies they've had from their countries, from things that were new. And we know that everything is like the same for everyone. The ego is the same.
Tanti congressi in passato li ho passati cercando di sentire, di sentire.
Vabbè, congressi in bavaglio.
Many congresses in the past, I always searched to feel, to sense. There was a certain day where I was like in despair. And I was told, yeah, you know, maybe you didn't suffer enough. And then I understood that really at that moment I didn't get it. It wasn't the preparations. It was that thing that pulls us all forward. The ego can cause us to suffer our whole lives. But time has come. For us, there's just no more time for this. We need to operate. The world needs us now. And this convention needs to bring us to a place where we can connect, where we can concentrate, and we can gather all our forces together to get the ability to influence the world. And in Salento, a southern part in Italy, there it's very known for the olive trees down in southern Italy. They simply took advantage of that region, and the trees are all dying there. They simply destroyed 8 million olive trees just in order to take some tree that they could pick the olives off with a tweezer. And we know that the only thing that's missing is a good environment, and we have that good environment. We know how to build it and how to bring that form to the world. We're not going to leave a prophet or even a moment in this convention. We're going to grab our friends by the ears and search to give the maximal effort that we possibly can for our friends. L'chaim!
Achibur shelanu utalui lo bemilim.
Our connection depends not on words, not on feelings. It depends on an effort to connect. So we're sitting in a concentric circles, in a snail-like shell. It has a purpose to circle us. Let's throw all the shells. Let's open the hearts. Let's truly try to invite the Creator to the center of the circle. L'chaim!
We're going to hear a very, very special friend right now, this opportunity, and tell us how the Creator is great, where he's gathering us from. And when we hear this friend talking, we're going to truly listen to his heart, and we're going to make an effort to truly love each other. For the first time, he's here in Israel. You know, there are so many slogans behind our back. Bala Sulam wrote a story about him. Eli Vinokur says, "Habahir Mashakim Azhir, the bright who illuminates from the darkness. His name is Bright." Let's hear our dear friend.
Friends, this is a priceless moment. I'm short of words to fully describe what's going on here. This big ball of flame glowing in the desert.
כדי לתאר את מה שקורה כאן, את כדור האש הענק הזה עכשיו שזוהר בתוך המדבר.
We've been imagining it for a couple of months now since the last congress.
דמיינו את זה כבר כמה חודשים מאז הכנס האחרון שהיה פשוט,
which was really brilliant.
זה פשוט מדהים.
We imagined it, we thought, oh, we're going to have the big congress,
אמרנו,
we pushed everything
גדול,
in. And all we can say to the Shekinah is that we're very, 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 very thankful. A big gratitude from our hearts as a collective kli to say a big thank you.
לשכינה זה תודה ענקית, ענקית מעומק הלב, מהלב הקולקטיבי שלנו, תודה עצומה כזאת.
He's made it possible.
שהוא אפשר לנו.
With all these beautiful vessels here, gathered here, where he's revealing himself through each and every beautiful piece that we can see in front of us.
בכל הכלים המדהימים האלה, שהוא מתגלה בכל חתיכה קטנה, יפהפייה כזאת, שאפשר לראות מסביבנו.
We come here wholeheartedly to say thank you.
אנחנו באים לפה בלב שלם להגיד לו תודה.
Creator, we thank you so much.
הבורא, אנחנו מודים לך כל כך.
Please hear the Creator, please hear our hearts.
הבורא, בבקשה,
we thank you so much. We thank you, Creator.
אנחנו מודים לך, הבורא.
We've come here to cry unto you.
באנו לכאן כדי לזעוק אליך.
To help us draw the whole rest of the world unto us.
כדי שתאפשר לנו, תעזור לנו למשוך את כל העולם אלינו.
All these deficiencies that we can see around the world, Father.
את כל החסרונות שאנחנו רואים מכל העולם.
We know that they are all parts of us.
אבינו, אנחנו
can't do this alone.
איתנו. אנחנו לא יכולים לעשות את זה לבד.
We need you.
אנחנו זקוקים לך.
So we've come here as one man with one heart to cry unto you, to draw us the light, to pass the light onto us through our Rav and the books,
כדי להמשיך את האור, שתעביר את האור דרך הרב שלנו והספרים.
And all these beautiful vessels around here.
וכל הכלים היפהפיים האלה מסביב.
Creator, we call upon you.
הבורא, אנחנו קוראים אליך.
To give us the light.
שתיתן לנו את האור.
This is what the world needs.
זה מה שהעולם זקוק לו.
And you brought us here for a reason.
ואתה הבאת אותנו לכאן עם סיבה.
All the exertions that you passed us through, it was preparation for this beautiful moment.
כל ההגיעות שהכרחת אותנו לעבור, זה היה הכנה לרגע היפהפה הזה.
And there's no beautiful place on earth.
ואין מקום יפה יותר על פני כדור הארץ.
On this beautiful Shabbat.
בשבת היפהפייה הזאת.
To be gathered.
שבה אנחנו מתאספים.
To reveal this one force.
כדי לגלות את הכוח האחד הזה.
That we desperately need.
שאנחנו זקוקים לו נואשות.
Friends.
חברים.
Let's think about this carefully.
בואו נחשוב על זה ברצינות.
We need our full hearts into this.
אנחנו זקוקים שאת כל הלב שלנו באופן מלא נשים על זה.
The connection.
בחיבור.
The exertion.
ביגיעה.
The purity.
בנקיות, בזכות.
The cleanliness.
בנקיות.
The togetherness.
בביחד.
We need every bit of it.
אנחנו זקוקים כל טיפה של הדברים האלה.
We all came here, left our egos behind there in the outer world.
השארנו את האגו בחוץ בעולם החיצון.
And we all here to annul ourselves.
וכולנו כאן כדי לבטל את עצמנו.
Towards each other.
אחד בפני השני.
And the Creator, I know that He's heard our cry as a collective unit.
שהבורא שומע את הקריאה שלנו אליו כיחידה אחת.
We come once again.
שוב פעם אנחנו באנו.
This year.
השנה.
To reveal this big force.
לגלות את הכוח העצום הזה.
חברים, all these beautiful things that we can see around.
כל הדברים היפים האלה שאנחנו רואים מסביב.
We know that they all towards one goal.
אנחנו יודעים שהם כולם מחויבים.
To prove to the rest of the world that there's none else besides him.
להוכיח לכל העולם שאין עוד מלבדו.
And definitely there's none else besides him.
ואין ספק שאין עוד מלבדו.
Because we see the beauty all around.
אנחנו רואים את כל היופי שסובב אותנו.
A big lahaim.
לחיים ענק.
To every single part of the broken piece that's contributed to make this a reality.
לכל חלק שבור שתרם את עצמו כדי להפוך את זה לממשי.
And we come as a collective unit.
ואנחנו באים כיחידה אחת.
To tell the Creator that we're not going to leave here with no stone unturned.
לומר לבורא שאנחנו לא הולכים לעזוב את המקום הזה מבלי להפוך כל אבן.
We are putting all the efforts in.
אנחנו משקיעים את כל המאמצים.
So that the unity and the force that we build here,
כדי שהייחוד והכוח שנבנה כאן,
will attract the world to unite.
יחייב את הבורא, את העולם להתחבר.
And to connect.
ולהתחבר.
And to share the love.
ולחלוק את האהבה הזאת.
לחיים!
Shalom ba, lema ben ha'shem elokeinu.
חברים, сейчас
friends, now
будет говорить наш дорогой товарищ из Перу, Натаниэль.
Сейчас выдобер חבר הקרוב של פרו, נתנאל.
Our friend, dear friend from Peru, Nathaniel will speak.
Вот небольшая община, вот он один из нескольких.
בפרו יש קהילה לא גדולה.
In Peru, there's a small group of a Jewish community. And he's one of the last remaining Jews there. He's been with us for a long time, but we just discovered him lately. And this is his first time here, Nathaniel.
Aquí es algo hermoso. Y a decir verdad, el Eterno ha contestado muchas de nuestras oraciones.
Being here is something fascinating. And to tell you the truth, the Creator has heard many of our prayers.
Un grupo de personas que estuvieron en un desierto y acababan de dejar atrás su ego. Y se unieron por encima de todas las dificultades. Y en ese momento, el Eterno les dio una tremenda responsabilidad.
A long time ago, there was a group of people that left their ego and went out to the desert, and the Creator accompanied them throughout their journey. It was a great revelation as that in which we have right now here. But it's not so that they would be happy with this and keep it for themselves. I know there are many people that are looking and it's not revealed for them.
No se preocupen. En este último año hemos hecho bastantes cosas.
I want to say that this year there are many things that happened this year in our work. This year, thanks to the Creator, with all the things that we're doing, we will be able to show the world what the solution is to all the problems. A solution for all. And we have it. We need to put all our intention, because it's not for us, it's for them. Please, let's feel them.
Y todos juntos vamos a hacer una batalla contra este ego y vamos a sobreponernos porque ahora somos un solo cuerpo y tenemos un solo corazón y esto ya ocurrió antes y esta vez le vamos a ganar Por favor, señores.
And together we're going to overcome and we're going to go to this war and we're going to triumph just like we did this a long time ago. So please, friends, let's do this for the world. L'chaim. I will speak in Russian.
Тяжело говорить после таких ребят. Мы люди особые.
It's hard to speak after such friends. We're very special people. Very special. I witnessed that in the passing year. Everything we've been through, Tolik, and everything I don't want friends to come to me and say, how are you? How's the family? How's the work? I don't want it. I want them to say to me, my heart is torn. I can't breathe. I want to be only here, only together. Today in the lesson, Rav said, and he doesn't say it too often, that he feels this tremor, trembling that he's never felt before. And he said we have to minimize the pauses, not to ask such questions. Directly speak from heart to heart. Strive with all our strength to break through the stony heart. And we have all the conditions to break through. And at the end, he asked a very tough question. What to do with all those people who left the tent? Look, we know that what's happening inside of us is happening outside of us. My thought exited the tent, and a person exited the tent. That's why, with full responsibility, we're holding each other where we stand, embraced, to hold on with your teeth, with our last remaining forces, with everything that's not part of our nature, what demands only effort, this brotherhood, just like that, to hold. We just simply have to hold on to it. And look, I already have white hair, and for many years, I want it to happen all the time, in each and every moment. Not that we want it tomorrow or the day after tomorrow. We want it now. I remember that Baal Sulam had a tough answer for this tough question. Someone in class sighed, and he asked him to leave.
где мы находимся.
Can you imagine yourself where we are? This is not a child's play. This is a game of life and death. That's how we should relate to it. And this morning, what a beautiful question someone asked Rav. He said, to come to someone, what will you think about me? What will he think about me? It doesn't feel comfortable. Truly, we have such questions. We need to break through these questions, come to each other, embrace like that, dance like that. Don't sit on the sideline. We have the very last opportunities. Just look how the friends are praying from Ghana, from Peru. Look at them. Look how they just strip naked before us. And we have to find inside of us the strength, the supernatural strength to unite.
Что хотите делать, он отвечает на все вопросы только одним.
Look at Rav. Ask, shoot Rav. Whatever you ask him, his answer is always the same. You must unite. You must connect. You can ask another 100 or 1,000 questions. The answer is always one. Let's make these huge efforts, this inhuman efforts, and connect. Here, now, at this moment, and a great gratitude to all of you for existing, for being your special people. Such people like you don't exist on the face of the planet. Such pure thoughts, such impossible desires. When Tolik felt he was about to leave, he really penetrated me. I came to him, I said, I don't see Ruslan in the Moscow group. And indeed, we came to the cameras and they didn't see him, and he was hurting. And then suddenly I received a mail from Ruslan. And at the bottom I see the mail that Tolik sent him. He wrote to him, "Dear brother, where are you? I don't see you." So let's hold on. We will succeed. I'm sorry for speaking so long, but there is none else like you. We will hold on. L'chaim.
Alan says, make it a bomb. Насчет товарищей, которых нет здесь в палатке.
Лагабе анашим, что они мцаим бетох аоэл.
About those people who are not in the tent.
Я сидел там в одном из внешних кругов.
I sat outside on one of the external circles. And I truly felt really powerfully that something is not right. And I just go to do a round and see if there's people that are not in the tent and that don't have like a role. And I found one friend, and maybe he even hears us right now. The only friend that's not in the tent is a friend that worked really hard and he didn't sleep for several nights, and we talked shortly. And he told me why he's not in the tent. He said that tomorrow in the morning lesson,
he won't go, he'll sleep, and then he'll come in the morning lesson.
Because he didn't sleep for several nights, he wants to rest, to be able to be there in the morning lesson and not disappoint us.
Я сказал ему, что этот Яшиват может затянуться.
I told him, I hope you support me and you agree, but for them to take into account that, you know, this gathering of friends could get lengthy. And let's not postpone for tomorrow the correction.
Он не дает мне покоя, и из-за этого я пробрался.
It's the only friend that's not here, and I just can't get rest. Just I made my way here to be with you. I hope that there will be as least as possible such pauses.
Поем только Нема тову манай, шеветахим нам яхат. И нема тову манай, шеветахим нам яхат.
חברים אהובים.